Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, this is Scott Peterson, editorial director of SearchHealthIT.com. And with me today are Dr. Barry Chaikin, chief medical officer of Improvata and board chair of the Health Information Management and Systems Society, and Omar Hussein, president and CEO of Improvata. Dr. Chaikin, let me start with you. Since HIMSS is upon us, and as we record, this is kicking off in just 4 days, what is the HIMSS 2010 conference going to be about? I imagine it could be summed up in 3 words, electronic health records, or is it more than that?
Well, I think it's much more than just electronic health records. All HIT tools are just tools. They are software applications that allow people to do specific things, particularly clinicians. But what we're really talking about this year and really in the next several years is about clinical transformation. It is about taking these variety of these health information technology tools and changing in a dramatic and transformational way the way we deliver healthcare. We know today that the current approach to healthcare is way too costly for the United States and for the businesses who pay for most of the healthcare in the U.S. So we need to do some type of a change, some type of transformation in the delivery of that healthcare to control that cost curve, to flatten it out a bit, to be able to make our corporations, our businesses, much more competitive in the marketplace, reduce our healthcare costs. We need to work much more efficiently. And additionally with that, we have to be able to deliver higher quality care that's much safer, that's much more accessible to the populations that we serve. So the HIMSS meeting is not only about the health information technology tools, but it's about the tools that will work to transform the delivery of healthcare in the U.S.
Okay. On the subject of EHRs, the proposed meaningful use requirements lay out ways in which the government expects technology to improve the quality of healthcare. Do the proposed criteria differ significantly from the ways in which providers have already been using technology?
That's a very good question. My view on that is that there are some organizations that are using technology very, very well, and there are other organizations that are just starting to figure out how to use it. One of the key factors is you have to change the way you deliver healthcare. The processes and the workflows have to change. Some organizations in the beginning in using these health IT tools essentially took existing processes and workflows and used the tools to do those same processes and workflows. And the only thing that did is it made it more likely that you were delivering the care that you used to deliver. We need to change that. We need to change the workflows and change the processes by understanding and leveraging those tools so we do things differently, so we get to a different point. So meaningful use is an effort by the government to get us to think in that direction, to make sure that we're not just using these tools in ways that we delivered healthcare without them, but to think about using those tools to address issues of quality and cost and safety and leverage them to get the most out of them. The initiative by the government is a bit of a roadmap and suggestion. But in order to achieve what we can achieve with these tools, is not only we have to address the issues that and suggestions that the government is providing us, but we have to take them and refine them and make them even better and more specific. We are reaching a tipping point now where there are organizations that understand how these tools are used effectively to deliver the results that we want. We are getting to the point that other organizations are learning from their colleagues and starting to implement. I think in the next 5 years, you will see dramatic changes in the way these information technology tools are used and the impact positively on the delivery of healthcare.
Okay, Omar, your company recently launched a healthcare division. Can you tell us about it?
Well, we've been selling in healthcare for the last 5-6 years, and I think our healthcare division right now is a mechanism by which we can refocus our commitment on healthcare. Today, we have over 500 hospitals in 12 countries. We have over 1 million healthcare users, and we've been in the business of trying to make lives for clinicians easier and more secure as they access patient health information. and the division is another mechanism by which we can focus on hospitals and provide them the tools and the ability and technology to solve some of the more pressing problems thanks to regulation.
Okay, and you just named Dr. Chaikin to your team there, right?
Correct. As part of this division, we decided to bring on board Dr. Chaikin to help advise and give us some guidance and strategic direction. I mean, he's been adding value by looking at some of the products we have, looking at our product strategy, and also working with some of our partners and our customers in trying to further improve the products and the quality of capabilities that we have.
Okay. Let me ask one question, final question to both of you to give you a chance to address. Over the next 4 or 5 years, as the electronic health record mandates play themselves out, what do you see is the most critical technology that's going to be enabling successful implementation of electronic health records? Dr. Chaikin?
Sure, and I appreciate that question. There are many, many health IT tools that exist today that have phenomenal functionality. They do great stuff. But one of the things that they're missing is how they connect to each other. One of the reasons that I was very interested in joining and working with Omar and his team at Improvata is because Improvata provides one of those glue functionality. It's a way to bring together these really valuable, useful health IT tools and take them and make it so that you can create a work processes and workflows that can do the transformation of healthcare. That's what gets me so excited about what's being done at Improvata, because it brings those great tools together. In the next several years, that's going to be the key, and this type of a technology is going to be the one that's going to be able to deliver it.
Omar?
I agree with Perry, but I would put it, what I would add is that right now, healthcare organizations are facing a real confluence of trends and regulations, and these are driving seismic change in the whole industry, not only in just how clinicians work, but how they deliver services to patients. And the number one priority for a lot of healthcare organizations is figuring out how do they bridge that gap between the needs of having better security and access controls to all these electronic informations, and also while maintaining sort of clinician productivity. And I think that's where companies like Improvata play a very important role. You can't take everything to electronic format if you don't have the appropriate controls, access points, and security in place.
Okay. Thank you both for your time. And I guess I'll see you at HIMSS.
Thank you. Yep. See you at HIMSS. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit SearchHealthIT.com. Thank you.